Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always online at npr.org. So some people think it's a waste of time to cover the various sea monster news, the lives of celebrities, the news that's maybe a little off the beaten path, off the front page. People say, what's up with the ramble? We should only be talking about stuff that really matters. I mean, listen, our senior supervising producer wanted to call this segment Puppy Town, and it was just going to be 10 minutes of us talking about how much we love puppies. So suck it up, people. Listen to the ramble.
All right, so we just talked about Norway and their storing of seeds. Well, Norwegian scientists, they're busy people. They've discovered a fossil there of the largest marine reptile ever, part of a treasure trove of fossils actually found on the same island where they're storing the seeds. The Jurassic giant would have measured 50 feet from nose to tail, had a flipper 9 feet long. The plesiosaur, nicknamed the monster, he would have been a pretty tough predator. Huge, powerful jaws. A paleontologist, Richard Forrest, puts it, a large plesiosaur, was big enough to pick up a small car in its jaws and bite it in half. The haul from that little Norwegian island also included many long-necked plesiosaurus. I think
it could work.
I know. Boy, the dinosaurs are getting me this morning, which is said to fit the description of the Loch Ness Monster, by the way. Plesiosaurus.
Okay.
Plesiosaurus?
Okay, we're gonna move on to the Italian now. Europe's highest court ruled yesterday that only Italians can market cheese under the name Parmesan. That was a smackdown for Germans who wanted to use the same name. The court said the name Parmesan can only be stamped on cheeses that, quote, bear the protected designation of origin Parmigiano Reggiano. I think I said that right or wrong. That refers to the northern Italian regions around the cities of Parma and Reggio. It's part of a widening EU effort to protect the labeling of foods from specific regions, such as Roquefort cheese and Prosciutto di Parma. And, of course, even the least snobby wine snob will tell you the name Champagne only belongs to the stuff that comes from the Champagne region. Everything else is sparkling wine, of course. The German Dairy Association has tried to argue that Parmesan has become a generic term, like Scotch tape or Kleenex, but the court rejected that assertion. Fans of the green can worry not. Kraft uses the name Parmesan, but are apparently unaffected by the ruling as they don't sell their Parmesan in Europe.
All right. Hey, can you do the Michael Jackson story real quick?
Yeah, of course I can. Michael Jackson, you know what? He might lose Neverland Ranch. It's true. He reportedly hasn't paid off a $24.5 million loan. And if he fails to do this, the Neverland Ranch could be gone. Everything on it, including all the merry-go-round type devices, all this stuff would go up for auction. Jackson bought the property in 1987. He hasn't lived there, though, since 2005 when he was acquitted of sexual molestation charges. The property has been closed down since 2006 when Jackson was fined for not paying his employees of the ranch. The 2,800-acre Santa Barbara Ranch was famously named for the Peter Pan Island where children never grow up and featured a fairground and zoo. The animals were reportedly moved after Jackson moved off the property.
Okay, so if you're a big reader of our blog, you know that we sort of tipped you off to this very popular YouTube video.
That's how I found out about
it. Yeah, I posted it on Monday. You know, Gary Busey was sort of accosted actress Jennifer Garner on the red carpet at the Oscars. And part of the funny thing was she was talking to Ryan Seacrest, that TV host. She kept saying, where's Ben? Where's Ben? Ben Affleck being her husband. Mm-hmm. So we posted this and then we said, well, where's Ben? Maybe you should ask Jimmy Kimmel, but don't Google this at work. Don't search for this at work. And now the New York Times has picked up on this story. Here's the deal. This foul-mouthed video out there by Jimmy Kimmel, and it actually made the New York Times. When we got up really early this morning, it was on the splash page of the Gray Lady's website. It's a story about a series of back-to-back videos between talk show host Jimmy Kimmel and his comedian girlfriend, Sarah Silverman, who we all know, very funny, but the mouth on that lady. Well, last month, Silverman made a video and a song with saying she was doing something with Matt Damon. And Matt Damon was actually in the video. And it was very, very funny. And it really sort of rubbed it in her boyfriend's face. And they aired it on Kimmel's show. So what happened then? Jimmy Kimmel had a response video, shall we say. And it came out on Sunday night on his show's post-Oscar broadcast. And not only did he just have... He had more than just one star. He had many stars in it. And he was doing something else with Ben Affleck. You know, Damon and Affleck wrote Good Will Hunting together and her buddies. Who else was in the video besides Ben Affleck and Jimmy Kimmel? Harrison Ford, Brad Pitt, Cameron Diaz, Perry Farrell, Robin Williams, Don Cheadle, Huey Lewis, Josh Groban, Meatloaf. It was this whole We Are the World takeoff featuring Ben Affleck doing something we can't say on the radio that he was doing with Jimmy Kimmel. Have we decided we can play a piece of this clip? All right. The control room says we can play a little bit of it.
This is not a man crush. He's our friend Ben. And so we all hope Matt will understand. Ben.
Yeah.
We just report it.
Kimmel is quoted.
We don't endorse it.
Kimmel is quoted as saying, every once in a while, Hollywood rallies itself for a worthy cause. Can you believe that?
No comment from the peanut gallery.
I gotta tell you, it's if you like this kind of humor, it's very, very, very funny. If you don't, just don't even bother.
You're not gonna think it's funny. It's okay.
Don't even bother. Hey, that's the ramble.